Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, and anything goes from the political to the personal. If you take control, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and not just any photo, but a photo specifically taken for the Shrine. And what that means is they're actually in the photograph proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. It usually means they've got a sign that they made, a handmade sign of some sort that references the show or perhaps one of the personalities on the show. In fact, we've got one coming up this weekend I'll be adding to the site. So yet another brand new Shriner coming soon to freetalklive.com. And of course, ladies, if you want to be a part of it, you can send us your validated picture. And you should go look at the Shrine first to make sure you want to be a part of it at freetalklive.com. We think you'll find it pretty cool. There's a variety of ladies there of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors. It's not a beauty contest. That's the most important thing to know. We just want to show off our lady listeners. So, freetalklive.com. Check it out. All right. This just in on the fractional reserve banking issue. We're talking about it last hour. And Matthew emails and he says, originally Goldsmiths used fractional reserve banking in secret. The banks just institutionalized it when they knew that they couldn't keep it a secret any longer. And as he puts it, it's like lending 9 ounces of fool's gold for every ounce of gold you lend out. But borrowers still stand to lose their real collateral that they put up. It's an institutionalized scam.
It is.
So that's why I'm not sure how I feel about the bankruptcy laws. I feel like people should be responsible, but the banks are being irresponsible in the first place. So where does the burden lie? Let's go to the phones. To Carl in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Carl.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's up?
Talk about globalist language.
What's that mean?
You know, about how whatever they portray in a movie is ultimately going to happen.
Huh?
Now, do you guys agree with that? Or
what are you talking about?
You think that Lord Vader is going to take over?
No, not like that. I mean, come on. You guys always got to make like a joke out of it. You
know? Seriously, I don't know what you mean. When they portray something in a movie, it's going to happen? Huh?
Yeah, but they do it very subtly.
Who's they and what movie are you talking about?
The globalists, which is they. They fantasize about symbiology and numerology. Symbolism, I should say, rather.
And they're in control of Hollywood? Are you going to tell us that?
Well, of course.
Okay. So how do you explain...
All right, so you don't think that they control the media?
How do you... No, I don't. Why are we on the air? Are we controlled by the globalists? Are we being manipulated, Carl?
No, but...
why are we an exception?
But I'm talking about TV, though.
These guys are powerful.
TV? Are you on
okay,
TV?
So when you
are
say
you
the media,
you,
when you say
TV?
The media, you're only talking about TV?
Are you on TV?
We might be on TV soon.
Okay. Now, if you were on TV, do you think you'd be doing the same
we
exact
have
thing
been
you're doing now?
I don't know,
on a national
Carl.
Stand?
So let me just understand. When you say the media, you only mean TV and movies. You're exempting radio from it.
Yeah, but
so why
is,
these? Why do these
the
powerful
of the people see?
Hold on a second. Why? There's a lot of people that listen to radio. Manwich, as a radio salesperson, I mean, in any given city, a city of 1 million people, how many of those people listen to the radio?
93%.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of people listen to the radio. Why don't these all-powerful globalist, scary people that supposedly own everything? Why don't they control radio? What's wrong with that?
And how much of a percentage of those people really have their voices heard?
Well, those people, most of them listen to music radio.
Yeah, most people that listen to talk radio never call in. You're getting maybe 1 to 2% of your listenership at most calling any given talk show. So most people just don't have something to say, or they're just afraid to call in, or, you know, or they're uncomfortable.
So what did you see in a movie that you think is going to happen in real life?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Can you give us one specific example?
With thought crimes, the future, the island, and everything. There's so much.
Well,
it's
isn't
really,
it possible?
It's really not even funny anymore.
Well, hang on. Now, a lot of these things have been, you know, around for, I mean, decades. H.G. Wells, I mean, different things like that. Isn't it possible that these so-called globalists, these people that you believe control everything, isn't it possible they've been influenced by popular culture? You know, maybe that's where they got their ideas from instead of trying to bring... Are you suggesting they're trying to brainwash people?
No, yeah, they may get their ideas from it, but they manipulate it. Because they can manipulate
it. How do you explain a blatantly libertarian movie?
Wait, how did they control of America anyway?
I don't believe they control America, dude. I think you're a crackpot. I think that you've totally bought into
I think we're in a melting pot.
No, I think you're a crackpot. I think you've bought into this scam that's being foisted on you by these paranoiacs out there that are just looking to make money off of people who will easily believe anything they're told about some sort of black cloak conspiracy.
Right? So that'd be the banks. Aren't the banks nothing but a scam?
The banks are definitely a scam. That's okay. There's no doubt about that, Carl.
All right, so am I running a bank, so how are you going to say I'm a crackpot?
You're dodging the issue. What we were talking about was the media. We were talking about movies, Carl. I want to know, how do you explain blatantly pro-freedom, pro-liberty movies that get made? How do those get made if they're in control of Hollywood, the globalists?
How do they
get made?
Because they control all the money. They control everything. They control the people that are actors in the movie.
There's a new movie coming out that all of the libertarian types, all the pro-freedom types are really hyped about. It's called Firefly.
I'm not saying that all the people that make movies are bad. I'm not saying that. It's not what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. That's what it sounded like.
But the majority of the people that we see, mm-hmm. majority of movies that has like the power of our mind,
yeah.
they control it. They control our mind. The battle for the mind.
You're out of your mind, dude. What do you mean they control your mind? Do you go into a movie and come out a raging zombie? Do you come out and say,
a lot of people do.
Controlled by globalists. What?
A lot of people do.
But you're immune to it, right, Carl? Because you know the game. You know the scam.
I do. I'm pretty sure you guys do, too. You guys seem like you guys do.
I think that he's got a point there. If you go into a magician show,
isn't it a game? Aren't they playing chess?
Hold on a second, Carl. Let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
If you go into a magician show and you think, in fact, the magician's portraying magic,
which is an illusion playing on your mind, go ahead.
Right, you'd be fooled. But if you went in saying this is just an illusion, this is a trick, then you'd know better. So being informed would, in fact.
All right, but it's still entertainment. But that's something completely different.
Carl, stop down just for one moment. All right, here. Let me tell you this. There are definitely movies with political slants to them. There are definitely people in Hollywood that are communists, socialists, scumbag, controlling freaks.
What's the percentage?
Probably the majority. Probably. Okay.
What's the percentage from their movies and independent movies? What's the percentage?
Obviously, most of the movies that hit the mainstream have very anti-freedom messages in it. I mean, anti-gun, crappy messages, you know, big government messages. No doubt about it. But to suggest that there's some sort of cabal or conspiracy behind it is, I think, unfounded.
Why does it have to be a conspiracy? Why can't it be just that's the way it is?
That's
what they do.
No,
why does it have to be a conspiracy? Why is it every time that somebody comes up with the truth or facts, that all of a sudden it's a conspiracy?
Well, first of all, your original assertion was that all media was controlled by this big grand cabal. Now you're backing off, Carl. Now you're saying, well, it's just a fact that most of it is. So you're backing down on your original...
But I also said that it wasn't all media.
After we nailed you down, Carl, you initially said it was all media. So you try to blow it up bigger than it actually is. All you have is just an issue of people that are control freaks. I don't think there's any sort of organization to it.
Do you see that as a problem?
Do you believe there's an organization behind it? Is there a plan, a master plan to control people?
Of course, why not?
See, that's the conspiracy part, Carl. That's the part that's unbelievable.
You don't think there's a master plan to control people?
I think that there may be some people that would like to control people, but I don't think they're all working together to do it all.
You don't think that there's 12 families that sit there and converse over 1 year?
So paranoid, Carl. What good is this? What good is all of this conspiracy stuff? I mean, do you expect people to really come onto your side with all of this stuff? Do you expect people that are listening to you for the first time?
Did I ask you or anybody else to come to my side? No.
What's the point of this, Carl?
Free Talk Live.
What's the point of telling people all of this? Don't you want to convert them?
You can take it however you want it. It's up to you. It's ultimately up to you, no?
Thanks for the call, Carl. 800-259-9231. Wow. More coming back. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control. Bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of good stuff, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website, easily downloadable and totally free at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. We just got off the phone with Carl. And Carl came on first. I just want to recap this so we can reflect on this and see what we've learned tonight, man. Which,
okay.
Carl came on the line and said something, blah, 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 globalist conspiracy. When you're watching movies, you're being mind controlled, and the globalists are in control of all of the movie. They're in control of all media, is what he started out saying.
Well, so we. That was after he made the statement that the things that you see happen in movies are preempt the things that happen in real life.
Yeah, he was suggesting that movies set the tone for the future, I guess,
yeah,
or something like that.
Minority Report, he quoted.
Right. So, in regards to his claim that these so-called globalists control all the media, we poked a hole immediately in that by talking about radio. Well, if the globalists are in control of all the media, if there's some conspiracy going on and they control everything, how do you explain Free Talk Live? How do you explain that we're here 6 nights a week doing a pro-freedom, pro-liberty radio show? Why hasn't this almighty cabal shut us down? Why haven't they taken us out one by one, man? Which,
well, perhaps he's trying to say that there's that the global cabal is trying to take over all media and has successfully taken over some.
Well, obviously they're not that powerful then, huh? Because if they were powerful and they were tuned in to what's going on, they had their agents, you know, keeping their eyes open for people like us dissenters out there, they'd take us out like in no time flat.
That's a true statement. You know, if they were as dangerous as
and
as iron fist as they were, as they as it's claimed, somebody would have shot us from a rooftop long ago.
Absolutely. They would have shot those other guys, too. There's plenty of other guys out there on the radio that are doing even more wilder shows than Free Talk Live. And, I mean, I call it, you know, the conspiracy kind of shows that are actually out exposing the conspiracy. Why wouldn't they have taken them out 10 years ago? Why allow them to continue?
Yeah. There's shows certainly bigger than ours where people are exposing conspiracies.
Personally, I believe that there are certainly some conspiracies out there. No doubt about it. I mean, anytime two people are plotting to do something together, you have a conspiracy. But to suggest that there's some sort of grand global conspiracy involving 12 families, as Carl put it, and they have so much power and they control the media, that's just total crack pottery, as far as I'm concerned. 800-259-9231. So we poked a hole in his claim that they control all the media by claiming, well, what about Free Talk Live? What about radio? Oh, well, they don't control radio, he says. Oh, okay. So there goes your claim that they control all media. So then we focused in on movies, because he initially claimed then that they control Hollywood. Well, how do you explain movies like Braveheart? How do you explain movies like Brazil, The Matrix? You know, various different movies with libertarian themes. There's, I think it's called Firefly was a TV show, and then Serenity is the movie that's coming out. That's supposed to be very libertarian-themed as well. How do you explain all of these pro-freedom-themed movies coming out? Oh, well, after we, you know, batted him down on that one, then he said, well, they don't control all Hollywood, they only control the majority of Hollywood. So it's like, within 10 minutes of conversation, we've gone from this grand conspiracy that controls the world and controls the way the direction of the world goes with their movies and media, and down to, well, they have a good chunk of Hollywood.
Wouldn't you say there's a socialist conspiracy? I mean, to some extent?
Certainly. The communists have their 10 planks, and they certainly want to implement them.
And
absolutely.
They have implemented the heck out of them in America.
I think that you're right. There absolutely are some conspiracies out there. But to suggest that there's this grand global cabal of people that controls everything, baseless, as far as I'm concerned.
Baseless.
We poked holes in it right there. And, I mean, he can yell and huff and puff all he wants to, but we're still here. We're growing in affiliates. I mean, if these guys actually had the connections that they allegedly do, if they had the money, if they had... they always claim that they're these rich families, right? These bankers and these multi-billionaires. I mean, gosh, if you have a few billion dollars, you can buy pretty much anybody out that you want to. I mean, certainly any radio station owners.
Yeah.
You could put a stop to Free Talk Live's career like that.
If you're rich and conspiring to take over the world with a, you know, socialist regime and control the fiat money system, you need to shoot the two hosts of Free Talk Live right now.
Yeah, and when we brought that up before, like with the conspiracy shows, when we've asked them, well, why haven't they taken out the conspiracy shows? They've been around for a decade. Why haven't they taken them out? Well, that would reveal their true intentions. You are rationalizing everything. You conspiracy theorists, rationalize everything put in front of you. It's amazing to me. So then we finally finally nailed him down at the very end, and of course you can never nail these people down. They're like true believers. They're like religious almost about their conspiracies. And so, you know, I said, well, what's the point of all this, Carl? What is the point of all this? What's the point of getting on the radio and ranting about how you're controlled, you're brainwashed, you're going to be following the ultimate elite and their diktats for the rest of your life? You better break out. You better wake up. Nobody's going to listen to that crap. Nobody cares what you think.
Breaking out and waking up, it really doesn't do you much good unless you like drop your Social Security number. I mean, you like. What can be done about it? The global conspiracy. What can be done?
Well, they can't answer that. We've talked to some of them who think that this is great. They think the conspiracy is great because it's going to mean the end of the world, and therefore they're going to get to go to heaven because they're really religious people. So there's that side of things. And then there's the other ones that just believe that they're so powerful, there's no point in fighting it. We've had them call the show before, and they say, why are you going to the Free State?
Yep.
Why are you going to the Free State Project? The global conspiracy is just going to drop a nuke on you. Why don't you just give up? Well, why don't you just give up? Why do you even bother calling in?
You know, if you believe that our rights are being taken away and you do nothing about it, I'd rather have the nuke dropped on me. Thanks.
And I believe doing nothing about it is calling radio shows and telling your friends about this crackpot conspiracy. I think counts as doing nothing. Doing something is actually getting out and doing real politics or opening people's minds to liberty. Real tangible ideas.
Signing up for the Free State Project.
Signing up for the Free State Project. Tangible ideas. Liberty is a real concept. It's something that could exist in our lifetimes if we work towards it. But
only
if
we work towards it.
Can you imagine, man, which I've done booths. I've done libertarian outreach booths at gun shows, county fairs, gay pride fests.
Whatever it takes.
Marijuana protests. I've been everywhere. I've done all kinds of different events. I can't imagine what people's responses would be if I set up a booth at the county fair with a big banner behind me. Global conspiracy. Learn about the global conspiracy. I'll have a little 13-inch TV, you know, with a VHS deck in it with an auto loop so I can play one of my conspiracy videos for people to watch. And I'll have a whole bunch of brochures to hand out to people to inform them of the global conspiracy. I can't even imagine what people's response to that would be. Personally, I'd love to see it.
Some people would agree with you.
Sure, some of the existing crackpots would stop by and say, "Why, thanks for spreading the word." But everybody else with an ounce of critical thinking in their head would just laugh at you. Laugh at you. And look, we're on your side. We want more freedom, too. It's just we really think you're doing it the wrong way. Those of you who believe in this conspiracy, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other governments. government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Dean here with
Ann Manwich.
Bring up whatever you want. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the live streams there. Excuse me, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, totally free. freetalklive.com. Hey, let's go to the phones and to the fun, to Joe in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Joe, on the phone with Ian and Manwich on Free Talk Live.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You are okay, here, Joe. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I don't consider myself a crackpot. I've been a part of the Free State Project, but I mostly agree with Carl.
Uh-huh.
I think that you...
You believe there's a grand global conspiracy of 12 families controlling the world.
I think it's a lot more complex than that. However,
okay.
Do we have the constitutional republic with a transparent government that we're supposed to have?
Of course
Absolutely
not.
Not.
Of course not. So hence, there's a conspiracy.
So, Alexander Hamilton...
By accident.
Alexander Hamilton was one of the 12 families?
Well, he was going along with what they wanted. I don't...
The conspiracy has been in place since the founding of this nation? Is that what you're saying?
If you define it that sharply, that it's 12 evil families, you're probably going astray. But you have to see some connection behind the situation we're in. It didn't all get this bad by accident.
I kind of look at the conspiracy theories as the same way that the Bible explains creation with Adam and Eve in 7 days. It gives a little story behind what is true. The world is true, and Adam and Eve in the story, not so much. And the results of the conspiracy, true. Our freedoms
tyranny.
Are being taken
yeah,
away.
We have
so are they accidental results?
I think so.
All of this is speculation, and I think that what the results are is a result of people just being ignorant. I think it's a result of mass ignorance and people just not paying attention to what's going on, and there's definitely people that want to control others, no doubt about it, and I'm sure a few of them have conspired, but to suggest that they're in control of all the media, and they're in control of this, and the banks, and they're in control of
everything. It's not 100%, but when you blow it up to that extreme, you don't completely... invalidated. Where's the Woodward and Bernstein digging into the truth of 9/11 in the mainstream media? Nowhere at all. There's definitely some level of control.
So, Joe, it's interesting.
It's not 12 families who make phone calls that morning, oh, we cover this and not that.
Uh-huh.
But that's the Adam and Eve part of it.
Do you understand, though, that...
That's
do you understand that,
of, to explain it.
Here's an example of what Manwich has pointed out several times. Now, Joe, you have your breaking point. You have your point at which you're saying, well, there's not 12 families, there's not this, and there's this. So you're disagreeing with Carl. Carl will go farther than you will, Joe.
No,
you,
I doubt I would disagree with anything Carl would bring up. However, it doesn't have to be exactly that way. He may be... you know what?
I
tuned in slightly late. I don't know how he set it up, but
do you think that the families are
Adam and Eve story? No, it doesn't have to be exactly that way.
Do you think that the families are actually aliens from another planet that were put here and they're controlling us?
Well, I think it. I've heard the theory. I don't have evidence of it, so
and no,
I definitely
neither
don't
do
think
they.
It. But I can't. No, I'll honestly say I can't rule it out.
Of course you can't rule it out, but you also can't rule it. I mean, you have no evidence, period, and neither do they.
No, but
now you just said that you're Manwich is a space alien, and you can't rule that out either.
But did Carl talk about that aspect, too? Because I missed that, too.
He did not.
I'm just saying
way past anything I would have. Well, I'm just saying that there's a breaking point, and you're the one who's not willing to say, no, they're not aliens, and I'm not a crackpot. You've said both of those things. And that just doesn't seem with me.
I understand your worldview. I'm not a 100% regular listener, but I like your shows when
I
listen.
Well, Joe, and you said you're also a member of the Free State Project, right?
I am, and I think it's a great thing. However,
now you're unusual. I want to focus on that. You're unusual amongst the conspiracy theorists because most of them, they don't want to do anything about it. They just want to spread their word.
Let's inform the public.
Well,
yeah.
But this is anything. You know, such a small percent ever actualized. It only takes a certain percent to.
If you really believe the Bilderbergers have taken over the world, you should be moving to New Hampshire right today, you know? I mean, if in fact these crackpots believe this hogwash, they should be the first ones on the bus.
You know what? Since the state has been decided, I've started thinking, like, maybe I would have liked Wyoming or something more isolated.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad I think it could get.
Well, there's still a Free State West movement, and you're certainly
not really.
Well, there is. I mean, they're trying to gain members.
I think it's a worthy goal, but I've also, I guess I've become a lot more pessimistic politically.
So you're not afraid? So you are somewhat concerned then that the grand global cabal conspiracy will be nuking New Hampshire, for instance, or something like that?
I can't rule any of these things out. I didn't call to say.
Well,
that
at least you're not too scared like the rest of them are. The rest of them are too scared to do anything.
Well, yeah, but that it's not an accident. This is part of the grand conspiracy too. They like keeping people scared.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the info, man. At least you're a little more sane about it. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, Joe doesn't rant. He doesn't. He doesn't go off like Carl.
Well,
so it's hard for me to throw it back at him.
It's nicer to have callers that don't rant, but you need callers that rant on talk shows.
Absolutely.
So, you know, thank God Carl called.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's so difficult to get people to believe these kind of stories, even if they're true. What do you do?
Well, you were talking to your boss today about the Free State Project, right? What happened there?
Well, the guy I work for during the day runs a magazine. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't my boss, he would still be my friend. And, you know, he called the Free State Project stupid.
Mm.
He said that it was dumb to, I said to him, look, if you believe that our liberties are being eroded every day.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
If you believe that the government is twice as large as it was in 1980 when...
You don't have to believe that. That's a fact.
When small government Reagan took over, and, you know, it's a good number because,
right.
You know, it's easy to remember and it's a great number to use. You know, entitlement programs are larger, corporations are getting more money from the government. It's just bigger. If you believe these things and you think that and you look towards the end, use your knowledge, use your intellect, what you've got, and try to figure out any other system besides the Free State Project that has a chance for working. I say the Free State Project, one-third of the way there. Nothing else I've ever seen seems like it. You're writing your congressman? Not going to work. He doesn't care. Nothing seems to work. You know, tax evasion, they just locked up the guy in Tampa. What was his name? Curry?
I don't know.
No, not Rex. Rex, that was
I have no idea.
The one guy, the tax evader guy. In,
he's not in Tampa. You're talking about Larkin Rose.
Yes. You know, he thought he had a great plan for tax, to get around the tax law. It's unconstitutional. Jury of his peers sent him up the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the getting 20,000 liberty-minded people in one place is the only thing I can think of that's going to bring liberty back. I want to solve the problem. I don't want to just... complain and bitch and moan and cry about
and
the lost liberties.
Spread the word about the conspiracy.
I want to do something. Paul Revere could have hung the next day. What am I going to do worrying about a couple of cold winters? I'll get used to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. And I think what's important about your conversation with your boss is that this guy is a sensible dude. He went to a gifted school. He's certainly an intelligent guy. He runs his own magazine. I mean, he's got to be a pretty sharp dude. And he thinks it's a stupid idea.
He does.
Now, that just shows... shows how difficult of a job we have, Manwich.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Free State Project has been around for a good 5 years now.
Is it really?
and we're only up to, you know, around 7,000 members. We got to get to 20,000. It's not happening quickly.
No.
We have to convince people that this is a good idea. I mean, it's difficult enough to convince people that liberty and freedom are good ideas. And you want to try and convince them of some grand cabal global conspiracy? You're wasting your breath, you guys. 800-259-9231 to TSA George. We go next. This is your show to control.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, over 52,000 posts for you to surf around through.
Gee whiz.
Almost 900 people interacting, which is really cool. A lot of different individuals there, people that disagree a lot. Some of them agree on a lot. And, of course, all the topics you hear about on the air, they are pretty much discussed on the bulletin board system in depth.
It is true.
With links and fun stuff. And some of it's fun, some of it's downright serious. Freetalklive.com, check it out. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, to TSA George. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard your thing the other day telling me to quit. Ironically enough, I've been thinking about that for a long time.
Well, you've been thinking about quitting the TSA?
Yep.
Well, I mean, what is it like, you know, going to work in the morning knowing that you're helping support the state, basically? You're helping support the power of the behemoth, the state, the government.
Well, I'd like to remind you, I don't know, I don't think you know it in the first place, but I didn't discover libertarianism until 2 years into it.
Yeah.
You know, per se. You know, I was a Democrat when I first joined up. So, you know, then I found you guys through that USA Today article like several months back early in this year. And then that's how I eventually listening to you guys became libertarian.
Well, and you know, I don't think Ian was trying to vilify you in that particular instance. He wasn't, you know, being mean. He just gets wrapped up. And it's easy for him from his microphone to say, everybody should stop participating with the state. But, I mean, everybody pays taxes, too. And
part of the reason I haven't quit yet is because, like, I wanted to get that 3 years in. Because that way, when I quit, I have this thing called TSP where I've contributed some of my paycheck and then the government matches it and stuff into a savings account, and when I, after 3 years, when I quit, I can get both my share and the government share as a sort of tax refund. I'm not really ripping off from other people's tax dollars because, in a sense, I pay taxes due. I'm just getting some of my dollars back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, per se. So
are you're considering quitting?
I've decided. I mean, I haven't put in my 2 weeks notice yet. First, I got to go, you know, find what I want to do. I'm thinking of bartending. Go to bartending school.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that drink in D.C., so that's probably a good idea.
Well, anywhere in the country. So that's why I figured if I can get my license to do that. Then
be careful. You're on live radio.
He said if I can.
Okay, if I can get my license. That's right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. If I can get my license, you know, then I can go work anywhere, including New Hampshire, and then join the Free State Project.
No doubt about it.
That's what we want to see happen, man.
Do you have to have a license to bartend in all 50 states?
I have no idea, but I mean, as long as I'd like to get the experience anyway. You know,
I don't think you have to have a license at all, and I don't know if it's all states, but
some
I think
states,
you pretty
sure
much just. I think that it's like a certification. You would basically go out and get a certification, and then you could come to the bar and say, "Hey, I'm a certified bartender." I don't know if there's licensing.
I don't know if it's license. Well, that's what I'm looking for, that certification thing,
right,
and the experience. That way, then I can go to anywhere I want, and you know, and be guaranteed a job. You know, per se.
Do you like working with people?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
well, you're gonna have to like working with people.
Yeah, I like working with people enough. Yeah,
drunk people.
Yeah, because people aren't as much fun when they're drunk.
Yeah, you have to like listening to people too.
I don't know. Drunks love bartenders per se. You know, they're always nice to them.
Bartenders are like cheap psychologists, right? I mean, aren't they? You pretty much have to sit there and listen to people tell you about their problems. I mean, and the reason why you want to do that is because you want a big tip. I mean, if you're listening to your clients, if you're acting as though you're interested in their boring, drunken lives, then they'll think you're their friend, and then they'll tip you a lot.
Yeah, but dude, that's not just the only reason. Think about it. When you're listening to these guys ramped up about how messed up their lives are, it kind of does make you feel better about your life. You know, you listen to these guys and you say to yourself, you know, I don't got it that bad. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. It'll make you feel good when you go home at night.
Exactly.
Although, I don't know. I'd be interested to hear from some bartenders as to if they get depressed by seeing all of these drunk losers come into their place
of business.
Well,
it depends also where you work. You know, if you're working at one of those ritzy clubs,
good point.
That, you know, then you're pretty much serving a lot of hot drunk chicks, you know?
Yeah. Then you might have a real good time when you
exactly,
get off work.
Exactly, you know? And it all depends on where you work. Yeah, if you work at a dive, it can be kind of depressing, but if you're working at a really, you know, swinging place, then, you know, there you go.
Good point, George. It sounds like you got a career ahead of you, man, and we look forward to all the stories, because you're going to have some good stories if you turn into a bartender.
Exactly.
It's guaranteed. Anything else on your mind, man?
No, that's pretty much it for now.
Thanks for the call, as always, man. 800-259-9231. So TSA George considering giving up the TSA thing. I think it's a good thing.
He won't be TSA George anymore.
He'll be Bartender George, formerly of the TSA. So with that, we go to an email here from Rod. Rod says, to pontificate against an amateur after he's off the air is rather weak. This is a critique email, man.
Great.
You must consider what is called loyal opposition. That is, an opponent that agrees with a platform but maintains a flawed point of view. Now, here's the touchy part. Ian has a siren song that disarms most any argument, but upon deeper inspection, merely sounds agreeable because his point of view is a catch-all utopian dream. Sure, it disarms all the surface objections, but as Manwich will note, it is in reality unmanageable. please look up the form of argument called ad hominem, the lowest form of argument appealing to personal considerations, like when I called the dude a crackpot. That would have been an ad hominem.
Yes.
It's just wrong to counter opposition with name-calling rather than positive persuasion. And we had another guy call into or email into critique that we recapped our conversation with Carl earlier. You know, the reason I did that is because I think it's so important to distance ourselves in the liberty movement from the conspiracy crowd. I don't want to be associated with these people because they make us look bad. And I think it's important to talk about these things because you can't talk about it all with him on with them on the phone because they rant and rave and yell and it's crosstalk. It's just bad radio. But we definitely appreciate the critique. 800-259-9231. We'll sneak your call in next.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but if you make your call, we'll slip you in. It's Ian here with you. And man, which shows it is the show about your calls, and whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Hey, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, and not everybody does, then you should consider amplifying the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. What's AMP stand for, man? Which?
Advertise, market, and promote. It's our program that allows the listeners to help us to get the word about Free Talk Live out there to more radio stations, more people.
That's right.
Increase our
listenership. It's paying off, too.
It is.
The really amplifiers, is. We've got over 95 amplifiers so far, and it's a total of like $590 that we've got coming in per month. That actually supplements our advertising budget big time. I mean, it mostly is our advertising budget. We have a couple advertisers that we throw into the pot as well. We turn all of this money that comes in, the $3 a month that we ask from you for the ad program, all $3, well, PayPal takes a cut, so it ends up being like $2.61. But all $2.61 gets turned right back around into advertising for the show. And it brings us more radio stations. We got Indianapolis coming on board on Saturday. You don't think that the amplifiers are a factor there? Oh, they definitely are.
Absolutely. If it wasn't for the half-page ad in Talkers Magazine, no Indy.
Exactly. So you guys are making a big difference already. We want you to get on board as well. I mentioned we're at 590. We've got a goal. It's a pretty lofty goal of $10,000. And once we reach that goal, we'll definitely be rewarding you by giving you less commercial time. And that's one of the biggest objections to talk radio is all the commercials.
But along the way, there's other breakpoints where we give other things.
That's right.
To the amplifiers.
And one of the nearest ones, the nearest breakpoint is going to be at $750 when we're going to release $750
per month. Okay.
When we reach $750, we will release the very first episode of Free Talk Live from almost 3 years ago. You'll get to hear from back in the days when Manwich was the phone screener and it was a four-hour-long episode. We'll release it in high quality only to the amplifiers. So get on
now,
board.
Are we going to release that in a stream or are we going to release that in
MP3? It'll be as a file, downloadable file, MP3.
You know, if we had it in a stream, you couldn't take the file and...
I don't care if they give it away. It's not a problem. The amplifiers will get it first, and if they want to give it away to the non-amplifiers, it's their business. I certainly can't stop them. So, amp.freetalklive.com. Fred emails in. He says, this is the other email I referenced last segment. You guys need to lighten up on the conspiracy theorists. It's one thing to confront them directly, but it's quite something else to spend the next segment rehashing what we've already listened to and making comments where the caller is unable to respond. Well, we gave the dude a whole segment where he could respond to everything we said, and at some point, most callers start repeating themselves. Most callers start being circular, and they start, you know, making their same points over and over again. So it's good radio to let them go.
It is.
But with these guys, he says, you're one of the few libertarian radio talk shows out there. But this approach at handling those people that believe there's some big conspiracy turns me off as a listener. Well, Fred, we appreciate you listening, but we can't make everybody happy, dude. In fact, we've had people email in saying, gosh, thanks so much for handling those conspiracy theorists in the way that you do. Those people discredit our movement. They make us look like a bunch of crackpots, and if we don't confront them head on, then we look like we're dodging calls, which we don't do, so we take the calls. But since they try to, since it basically sometimes turns into a shouting match, at some point we got to let them go and recap and actually give our thoughts so we can actually get them out over the airwaves. It's just called good talk radio. But thanks for the critique, Fred. We do appreciate it. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a poll. We'll find out what everybody thinks. I'm going to post a poll at poll.freetalklive.com. It's not working yet. It's going to be probably about an hour or so before it works. But the question is going to be, are we too mean to the conspiracy kooks? We'll see you tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
Perhaps we shouldn't say kook. And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.